This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. When it comes to trees, New Hampshire is rich. And with such abundance, you might imagine that the logging and milling industries in the state are flourishing. But that is not the case. The industries that used to buy these trees and the products made from them are in decline. But new uses for the wood are out there, and in his column in the Concord Monitor this week, Granite Geek David Brooks writes about how these new uses could provide a boost to the timber industry. David's here with me now. Welcome back, David.
Always glad to be here.
So in your column, you wrote about these two. We'll talk about them both. We'll start with the first one, which is using wood chips instead of road salt. How would that work?
Pretty much the same as it does now. Instead of having the truck go down the street and sprinkle salt, it would go down the street and sprinkle wood chips. Coated in magnesium chloride, which is there to make it stick. But basically, the chips would do the same thing that the salt does, which is to interact with the ice, lower the melting temperature so that it's more likely to melt. And the advantage being that, unlike the rock salt we use, the road salt we use right now, it wouldn't get into our waterways and pollute it as salt does really badly. And, you know, it's wood chips. They'd slowly rot away.
Is the magnesium chloride going to be okay for the environment, though?
Yeah, actually, that one's not a problem. And that's currently used in many road salt products as well.
So are wood chips used anywhere else right now? Is this a proven technology that can work just as well?
So I learned about it in the last week, as many people did, actually. There's a small town in Quebec that got national attention up in Canada for starting to use it on a couple of its icier roads. But it's sort of experimental, or, you know, it's sort of in alpha test mode, is the way geeks would explain it. I mean, it works, whether it makes sense in terms of money, whether it makes sense in terms of long-term usage, whether equipment can easily disperse it, things like that. Those need to be tested. But there's no reason. And I mean, wood chips is not the only item that's being examined as a replacement for rock, as an environmentally friendly replacement for road salt, which is actually pretty nasty stuff.
Okay. And the other thing that you wrote about as a possible boon to the timber industry,
yes,
in New Hampshire would be the use of mass timber. And you write in your column, you're not referring to Massachusetts
timber. Not referring to Massachusetts. No, indeed. We wouldn't do that up here. No. Engineered timber is another way to describe it. And this is a big thing, or it shows a lot more potential. Frankly, the wood chips for road salt, it would be minor at best. But this is actually, there's a lot of promise for this. And this is making buildings with wood, which obviously is something that's been done for a while. But instead of cutting single planks out of trees and using those to build things, this cuts trees up into various smaller planks, glues them together in very specific ways to create an engineered timber, a new piece of wood that's considerably stronger, can be other different shapes, can be much longer, for example, and much stronger. And the adherents argue that it is a viable alternative to structural steel for mid-rise buildings. So right now, if you're going to build a building with a wood frame, usually can't go higher than five stories, and frequently they don't even do that much. There's international building codes. And the argument is with this engineered timber, which goes by names like cross-laminated timber, CLT, and a lovely thing called glue lamb, which sounds like something from The Hobbit, but it's glued and laminated. So you can do these different products. The argument is you can build real mid-rise. In fact, there's a dorm out in British Columbia that was built 18 stories using mostly this timber instead of steel frame.
So this is not particle board, like when we hear about wood pieces being glued together. That might be what people
think of. No, these aren't chips that are, you know, turned into a slurry and like mushed together. It's engineered. It has to be done right in order to get the strength and to weight ratio that you want. And Europe's using this more than it is here. And there's an awful lot of people in the timber industry that are really excited about it and working on the mechanics as of creating this thing. What sort of milling do you need? What sort of process do you need? But, you know, there's a lot of things of building codes and fire codes. Obviously, fire marshals are leery of tall buildings made out of wood for obvious reasons. This stuff is not supposed to really burn very much. It chars, but it doesn't like burst into flame as much as wood does, and so it can actually be quite safe, so argue the adherents. So I think it shows a lot of promise, and I think in, you know, 5-10 years you're going to be seeing mid-rise buildings like 18 stories, which would make it the third tallest building in New Hampshire, made out of wood.
Mm-hmm. So overall, how likely is it that the logging and milling industries will see more demand for that product that you were just describing and wood chips for road salt?
Well, that's a good question. And as you said at the beginning, the problem is that they're being hurt mostly by the loss of the low end of the market. So paper mills are all shutting. The wood-fired power plants are going under. Natural gas is driving out of business. And those are the ones that bought the low-grade wood, sort of the stuff left over when you do a logging job, that you could sell that and make some money, and that made your logging job viable. And so that's really hurting loggers. So the low end, the wood chips for road salt would be awesome. But if you have cross-laminated timber, a CLT creating a new market for high-end wood, that would be good too. But we don't have any mills in the Northeast right now that can really manufacture that stuff. So it has to be done. And Massachusetts, they're actually supporting it and working on trying to get some of that down there. So it might happen. But there's an infrastructure issue, as there often is in industry.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who builds his columns out of mass geekiness at graniteGeek.org.